Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
What up, brother? What up, everybody?
What up? What's going on? Yo, what up, everybody? What up? Another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's good?
Yo,
Red. Okay. I do want to apologize to any and everyone. So this is what happens when you just work too much. So when I originally set up the show, I put the wrong date for the 13th, which is the day I set up the show, and not the 15th. The original. Yeah, so my apologies to anyone that may have been listening I'm sorry.
If you had some sushi in your life, that wouldn't happen.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. I need to go get me some sushi. We need to go head out to the sushi spot.
That's
some
right.
Sake,
need some sushi.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Sushi
sake, spot. Yes.
No doubt. But I do want to apologize to give everybody for that faux pas. Hope you guys forgive me. But what up? Hope all is well with everyone.
Yeah.
How you doing, Red?
I'm cool. I'm chilling, man. Chilling. Maintaining. Maintaining.
I got you. Nothing wrong with that. Weather a little crazy.
Yo, we got the
in New York.
The verse, right. Well, it had, the verses is on this night as well with Anthony Hamilton and Music Soul Child, so I'll be checking that out probably later or tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't even know. After the Isley Brothers one I think there's another one. Gladys Knight and
You done missed a whole bunch of
those are the only ones I was rocking with. After that, wait a minute. And Kara's one and Big Daddy Kane. I saw a little bit of that.
What about the Locks with Dipset? That was amazing. Jadakiss killed. Like I said, Dipset. Jadakiss, it was just Jadakiss, and he bodied everybody. Bodied the whole thing, even though I like Cameron, but he bodied everybody.
I did my time in Harlem, you know what I'm saying? I just didn't want to see that. I mean, listen, I love the
Yeah.
Lot. I love the Lot.
I appreciate Dipset,
but I just didn't.
Yeah, you didn't want to see it because you would have covered your eyes and been crying afterwards.
I knew the Lot. Come on, man. Especially,
like I said,
but lyrics.
It wasn't even Styles P and the other one. It was Jada because he bodied them by himself. He didn't even need them.
Listen.
I'm telling you.
I knew Jadakiss was a problem when he said in one of his rhymes, "My rapid fire got my arm shaking like Ali with the torch." After I heard that, I was like, yo, there's nothing bad you can say about Jada.
Right, absolutely.
But when I heard that, I was like, yo, this dude, you just couldn't say anything after that. There was nothing you could say.
No, you just
rapid fire got my arms shaking, my hands shaking like Ali with the torch. I was like, yo, all right, I'm done. I'm done.
I'm done.
This, Yeah, it just made me just stop. I think at that time it was CDs. Well, I just maybe just stopped the CD. I had to pause and think about my position in the universe at that point. Because that was ridiculous.
Where am I at in this orbit?
yeah, exactly. Like, where am I? You know, but, yo, what up, everybody? Once again, it's the Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest call the number is 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Big Red, Brother B in the house. You can catch us on Facebook at The Menu. Mind your mental, MindURMENTAL. And on Instagram at The Menu, MindURMENTAL. Mind your mental. So,
mind your mental.
Let's get into the topics of tonight. Tonight. Now, Red.
Yes.
Now, I don't expect too many ladies to call in on this one. I really don't, but, you know, I guess you got to hold it down. I guess you got to hold it down for them. I don't expect too many dudes to call in on this either. They're just going to sit back and, you know, listen. But one part, you know, of our show. So, good person, bad sex.
Mm-hmm.
Cut or keep?
Right.
So do you do the honors and set it off?
So good person, okay. You're saying good person, like, all right. Well, I guess this goes all across the board with men and women. So you're saying if the person is a good person
like
they
like,
treat
you, know,
you good and they,
yeah,
you know, they
exactly.
do certain things or whatever, but sexually
sex
they're not
trash.
Satisfying.
Yeah,
or the sex is
trash.
Okay. All right, I'll say this. You know, everybody has their definition of what being treated good is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it doesn't always have to be materialistic. It could be, you know, mentally, you know, certain things. Now,
mm-hmm.
in terms of the sexual, if the person's not being sexually satisfied, personally me, I would leave the person, because you know what, you're treating me good, but if I'm not being satisfied sexually,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to cheat on you. I'm going to find it elsewhere. And I think as humans, because we do have a need to be sexually satisfied, and everybody wants that. Everybody wants to be sexually satisfied. I don't care what kind of relationship you're in, whether it's marriage, whether it's boyfriend, girlfriend, whether it's a side piece thing, whatever it is. You want to be sexually satisfied. So, because I'll say this, even if you have a person, that person's a, you know, the other woman, the other man, they may, you know, they may not be still sexually satisfied. Like, if you have some people that they have a need, and they may get another somebody else. Who knows? But I'll say,
I would expect that from you.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely would. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey,
you know why, Mr. Joe?
Because I'm honest.
If you're that honest, you wouldn't be
one.
Cheating.
Mr. Joe, if this is a great moment. It's two against one.
Oh yeah.
OMG.
Oh yeah, bro.
One.
Oh, you're kidding,
wow.
Brother B. You mean we got the majority for once?
Yeah,
for once. And guess what?
Oh,
this majority gonna hold it down, because this majority is being honest. Like I said, yeah, I would cheat. Even though that person may be treating me good, but I'm going to cheat. Now, on the part of that, I said, yes, I would cheat. So guess what? I'm going to leave that person alone, because I don't want to put them through that heartache. Why would I want to put them through a heartache knowing that they feel a way about me and they treat me good or whatever, and I go cheat and then they find out or whatever, you know, I get caught out there, then they're going to be hurt. I don't want to do that to them. So guess what? I'd rather just say, you know what? This is not working for us. You know what? I can't do this. If they ask why, I'm going to be honest. Listen, because sexually you're not satisfying me. Yeah, you're treating me
good. Wait a minute,
but
you just changed your tune. You just changed
mm-hmm.
your tune. Before
wow.
I got on the air,
wow.
you were talking about you were going to cheat. Now all of a sudden you want to change it into being honest, and now you want to change it into having a conversation with the person that you don't want to hurt. Which one
is it? Yeah, because why would it? So, okay, so then guess what? If I stay with that person, I say, oh, he treating me good, he's doing this, that, and other, but sexually he's not satisfying me, and then I just go and get somebody else, and I'm doing the do with that person, then guess what he's going to start doing? Well, why are you not having sex with me?
Well, that's what you just finished saying.
Right, but people are going to ask why we're not being sexually active. So what I'm going to do, sit there and be like, oh, well, we can have sex, and then I'm not enjoying it.
You're not you've changed your tune within about 3 seconds. You can't
wait
on somebody. Yeah, Brother B, sorry.
I want to hear what you have to say.
Go ahead, Mr. Joe. Go ahead.
I want to hear this.
Wait, you can't, if you're going to talk to somebody, that's communication. If that person's not satisfying you, okay, actually, sexual dissatisfaction can be very easily remedied with a conversation, having two people being willing to do what the other person wants them to do. And it doesn't take a lot to really satisfy people in bed. Okay? But if you're going to cheat because you're not sexually satisfied, then you're not going to have this conversation with the guy. You're going to cheat. If you're going to cheat, how can now you just say that I'm doing it so I'm not going to hurt him?
Okay.
If
so
you're
once
cheating
again,
on somebody, you are going to hurt him because he is going to find out.
Okay, absolutely. That's exactly what I said. And at the same time, now listen to this.
Okay.
At this point in my life, I don't have time to teach you how to satisfy a person. If me and you are in a relation for a longer period amount of time, marriage or whatever, you should already know that, or you should know how I want to feel. Just like I should know how you want to feel.
I'll tell you why. I'm not going to be facetious.
Okay, well, that's the beginning of a relationship. I think we were in the beginning.
No, it isn't.
But if
you've
been going with each other for 2, 3, 4, 5 years and you don't know how to satisfy me by now, listen, it ain't nothing I can teach you at this point.
If I don't know how to satisfy you, then you tell
but
me where to put my tongue.
But if you're a grown man, and I'm sure you dealt with women before.
Hold on, wait. Ding, ding, ding. To your corners. Hold on. All right. I think I get where Mr. Joe is coming from. All right. Not everyone. Certain things are mission specific. Not just like you said in the beginning, Red. Not everyone handles things the same way, or sees things the same way. So maybe you need to be satisfied differently compared to what the other person may be used to. Like he could have been in a relationship, and he could have just licked her feet. And then, it was like that was good enough. You know what I'm saying? But you may want your feet tickled and your ass bit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Who knows?
That's what I'm saying.
And maybe he don't bite ass. I'm just saying, just throwing stuff out there.
Yeah.
You sound crazy.
Brother, you've just done it very simply. You said it very, very simply. It's very simple to follow. Let's say I don't.
Okay, but that's okay. So how is it simple that he to follow, and I just said the same thing once again. Everybody wants to be sexually satisfied in some type of way. Like I said,
Red, you gotta listen.
I've been dealing
Red.
With you. Yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to be facetious. Let's both of us be serious. Let's say I'm married to you. Oh, my God. That's got to
okay.
be serious. But let's say I am. All right.
Okay.
All right. So 5 years. Let's say you're dissatisfied with whatever I've been doing. You're going to tell me if you like your ass bit, your toes sucked, you like it, you like my tongue a certain way and hasn't been going there. You like my hands to cover you a certain way. You can't tell me to do that. You can't say, hey, Joe.
I've been telling you to do that for maybe five years.
You didn't say that.
If I've been telling you that for two and three years, and you still haven't done it, that is on you.
Red, you're not listening.
Wow.
You haven't said that before.
I heard everything you said.
No. I'm talking. But all of a sudden, you introduced new elements into this conversation. All right.
Okay. Go ahead.
You did not say that. Star, for the first 2 to 3, you said if I wasn't good. Now, if you've been telling me, which is now what you've just introduced, and then I haven't been good, that's a different story. But if I haven't been doing
once
it,
again, it doesn't
but
matter.
You
like
said,
I said,
remember now, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't,
what
because as I said before, if we were in a relationship for a number of years and you still don't know the language of my body, guess what? That is on you.
Okay. So wait a minute. So you don't see that. You don't see that as a little. Now either side, you don't see that as a little superficial. Like what if the shoe? What if the situation was reversed? And what if a dude told you that? And he just went and you know handled his business and came back home and like it was nothing.
Okay, first of all, I probably wouldn't know about it unless he slip up. Okay, if he slip up and I find out, I would ask him. Okay, well, what's the problem? But if he tells me what the problem is, okay, I have to eat that. Once again, I don't know about anybody else because, like I said, I'm a different woman from anybody else. I'll have to eat that because it's like, okay, if I'm not satisfying him sexually in whatever way, okay, maybe I can find a way. Or guess what? If he's going to cheat, go ahead and cheat. Then me and you don't need to be together. Then I'll go my way and you go yours.
You're just coming up with solutions just to have this conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm at an age that I don't have time.
You're not even
to sit here and do all that. I don't do that stuff.
Oh,
once again, I'm not like the rest of these women. I ain't got time for that other stuff. I ain't got time for that.
So, Mr. Joe,
there's plenty of men out there.
What would you do?
Satisfying me, yeah, no, I would have the conversation. I would absolutely have the conversation. If after a few months she wasn't doing what I wanted her to do, I would say to her, first off, I wouldn't marry Red. I wouldn't date Red.
Why do you keep with me? Because
he did.
I don't know why you keep with me.
Holy Jesus. That's why. But any woman, it doesn't matter if it's Red, doesn't matter who it is. If she's not satisfying me, I would tell her. If she refused, now I've had women who absolutely did not want to do what I wanted them to do, not because they didn't want to do it. They wanted to be competitive. I remember one chick saying to me, you can't control me. And she just wanted to be this feminist princess, which is a contradiction in terms, but that's what she wanted
to be. What's that, princess?
A feminist princess. You know what I
–
okay. Now, if she was willing to do what I wanted to do, there was no way that if I'm willing to do it, that they can't say nothing. Two people can absolutely satisfy the other people if they're willing to do it. Now, some guys don't like to eat pussy. Some girls don't like to give head. Now, if you refuse to do it, then you got a problem. But that should be sorted out before you get into the relationship. But if you're in the relationship – And you're halfway satisfying each other, and she's going to tell me like Red just did. Well, okay, look, I'm sorry, but I guess you're just going to have to cheat. Where's the communication there? The normal lines of communication that are open is a very, very cavalier kind of attitude. You can't have that in a relationship. Now I understand about laying down the pipe.
Well, check this out. Before we go to 9059. What's up? This is my deal. I was listening to what you just said, Mr. Joe, and by today's standards, certain words that it's certain words you can't even use in conversation anymore because people will just paint you a certain thing. So it's like, oh, she didn't do what I wanted her to do. Like somebody would sit there like, oh, my gosh, like that sounds like rape. And it's like, no. But are we on the same page? Like, there's certain things that you just, like, can't say because then, you know, everybody gets all their drawers up.
Let me tell you.
But my thing is this. I'm not forcing you to do anything. If you don't want to do – I'm not even asking you to do anything. If you don't want to do – if you're not going to voluntarily do it, I'm not going to ask you to do it. You know why? Because I do not want someone to always, oh, well, you made me or I felt like I had to because you –
I was uncomfortable, yeah.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, you listen. You ain't gotta do shit. You ain't gotta make me a sandwich. You ain't gotta do nothing for me.
If that's the kind of woman Okay. Now I've seen a commercial. Now this commercial pissed me off. There are a lot of commercials around today that make the man look like a boob. But this commercial pissed me off. The guy's watching TV. The girl, his wife or his girlfriend says, "I'm going in the kitchen to get a snack." So he says to her, "Hey, babe, can you get me one too?" And she says, "Make one yourself." Now that's bullshit. Now what you've just said is the temperament of a lot of women nowadays. Mm. But the thing is, if she's the kind of woman that's going to say, "Well, you know what? He kind of forced me to," I'm looking out for those kind of signs, because today there are plenty of women, and you don't have to be extremely young to have those kind of signs either. You can be in your 40s or 50s and adopt this stupid Me Too movement bullshit, and you have to look out for that. If she's the kind of chick that is going to give the signs of she might refuse to do something that I don't want her to do, you got to go. That's when I don't have time for nothing. I might have a conversation.
Some people will call you a chauvinist. Somebody would try to call you a chauvinist.
I've never given a fuck. I don't give a fuck now. Okay? I don't care about PC. I never gave a shit about PC. I gave a shit about relationships and communication. I will do what you want me to do as long as it's not irrational. Okay?
But why does that not go the same way for a woman?
Wait, before you answer that question, I'm sorry.
Okay.
90-59, you're on the air with the menu. What's up? I'm sorry. Where are you going today? We got to get back.
No problem.
90-59. What's up?
Y'all know who 90-59 is? It's Lena.
What's up, Lena? What's going on?
And listen, you know, I was supposed to be on at 9, but I forgot that quick. But I just wanted to call in and check in. I wasn't caught up on the conversation. So I actually wanted y'all to keep going so I can get the flow of things.
Okay. So wait, what was that? Okay, what was that that was just said? Somebody had to respond.
I asked him, why wasn't that the same? Why does that go the same way for a woman?
See, Red, you're not listening. It does go both ways for a woman. That's what we've been talking about the last 10 minutes. We've been talking about having a woman, having a man listen to each other and please one another. You're saying, nah, if he doesn't please me, I don't have time to talk to him. That's what you just finished saying.
I never said I didn't have time to talk to him. I said, I would go and cheat. I said, but I would cheat. If that was the case,
because I don't want him to feel a certain way.
I would leave the relationship because I'd rather leave the relationship than to cheat on him because I know that's what I'm going to do if I'm not being sexually satisfied. Period.
Well, wait a minute, Mr. Joe. Somewhat to her defense, it's not to say that Red would be uncomfortable, but then again, some people are uncomfortable having those type of conversations about how, come on, if you really care about a person, it's going to be hard to bring up, you're not doing this correct, because some people get in their feelings.
Let me do it, because once you hurt feelings like that, then
the relationship could be wrong.
Absolutely.
Let me do a little role play with Red. Now, Red's going to fuck it up, I know, but I'll do it with her anyway. All right?
Fuck it up, Red.
All right.
Fuck it up, Red.
Okay, Red, you and I have been together for a year.
You've been on thin ice already.
Yeah. Just make sure, brother B, the referee is ready for the fight. Okay. But here's the thing.
Oh, God.
Okay. Baby, you and I have been together for a year. You know I care about you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. She already got the ice.
All right. I know.
She said, she's thinking
I'm going to leave. And the next sentence is, well, you know, I care about you, but I'm gone. No, that's not the way it is, babe. All right. Mm-hmm. The thing is that you and I pretty good in bed, but there are some things that I haven't talked to you about that I believe that you can actually do, and I'd love for you to do them.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what they are.
Okay.
You don't mind listening, do you?
No problem.
Sweetie? Okay.
I said no problem.
All right. When I'm with you, now I know this is kind of unusual, but I really like to hold you tight. I mean, after sex, cuddling, I love that. I want the warmth of your body next to me. I want to hold you, press up against you, have you press up against me. I want to feel those nice, big tits of yours up against my body before
you
go.
Am I going to have to change the rest of the show?
Okay.
Yeah,
well, is this a referee or you want to start recording? Which one?
Yeah,
no, I mean, we got to be real. We have to be real. I mean, I'm not, if I start introducing it in a way that's going to throw cold water on the conversation, like, baby, you know, you don't suck good enough, that's really going to, you know, turn her off. But
right,
if I say to her.
Okay, you said all that. Okay.
Right.
So
now,
that's
something you can comply with. But if I'm talking about oral sex and I say, there are times when you only, you know, you finish like in about 30 seconds, maybe you don't like giving head. Is that the problem or talk to me about that?
Okay, so you're asking me if when we finish whatever and it's too like too quick or something like that.
Right.
And
right.
You're asking me about that. Okay,
yeah,
well,
saying,
I'll say,
yeah.
Well, that's just the magic. I'll say, well, that maybe that's just the magic of my mouth. Maybe you just, you know, you just like it and it's just quick for you.
Well, my thing is this. Doesn't any of this sound superficial? Once again, like, all right, you got to look at your relationship and find out, like, which is more important? Is it the person, is it a good person who's loyal, who's honorable to you, who's with everything that you require? But
right.
It's that one thing. It's that 80-20 thing. Like,
right.
Are you really going to drop that person? Even though you got 80%, are you going to drop them for the 20? Now, I can understand if it's a 70% no and a 30% yes. I can understand. Or if it's a 20%, you know, 80%
right,
no
okay.
And a 20% yes. I can get that. But are you really going to kick someone to the curb just because they ain't got the magic in the bed?
Okay, but
no.
As I say, if it's
uh-huh. –
Once again, if it's a new relationship, you know, I may be able to work on it. But as I said, if we've been dealing, I'm looking at it like a long term. I'm not just saying this as a short term. In short term thing, you can work on it. If I've been dealing with you for more than 5 years, 3, 4, 5 years, and you are not satisfying me sexually, I said, and like I said, I'm only speaking for myself. Yes, I'm going to end up cheating. So my thing is, I'd rather us have not, like the relationship just end, or I just say, listen, this is not working out for us. Now, if he asks, I'm going to have to tell him. I'm not going to sit there and just say, oh, well, you're not being good to me. Because then he's going to go, well, listen, I'm doing everything that I can. I'm going to tell him that, listen, sexually, you're not satisfying me. I feel that's going to deter a lot of things with us, and I don't want to go and see, but then that's what's going to end up happening. I don't want to hurt you in that type of way. I don't want to put you through that turn or you because I'm out here cheating or dealing with somebody else or having sex with somebody else, and then you wondering why you're not getting any sex. To me,
okay,
that's
so
not fair to that person.
Oh, my God.
So, all right, hold on. Oh, well, you got something to say, Selena? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely ready when you're ready, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, all right, because I was going to flip it.
Okay.
What if the person got good sex and their attitude is trash? Because from
you
what I
know
see
what,
nowadays.
Brother B,
well, yeah,
you already know what the answer to that is, and it's sad. And I'm
I just
want to
hear it out loud. I just want to hear it
I'm
out
gonna
loud.
I'm going to tell you what the answer is.
I'm going to tell you what the answer is. I'm going to tell
right
you my answer.
I
want to
hear it out loud.
I'm going to tell you my answer.
No,
I'm
gonna
tell you my answer, and brother,
Selena, the floor is
okay,
yours.
Okay, go ahead. I want Mrs. Lee to say what she's gonna say.
The answer to that question is the problem with today. That's why you got a bunch of single mothers walking around the streets pushing strollers around because the sex is good, right? But these guys don't got nothing to offer them, and they knew that from jump. The reality is that's how these sisters end up with the Pookies and Ray Ray, with they feed up on a goddamn coffee table with nothing to offer, and they paying all the
playing
bills.
Xbox.
And about you sitting up in their house, licking their channels, eating their food, and they ain't got shit to offer. So that's the answer to
yep
that question. They love good sex, but they can't tend to understand what you want and what you need. So that at some point in a relationship, what you need becomes more important than what you want. So you have to balance what outweighs the bad, right? So I might got a partner that might not be killing it. He might not be giving me 45 minutes. He might give me 15, but he might could work his tongue a little bit better so I could work with that, right? But he's building an empire with me. My kids, we got 529, we got 401k, we got cable. You know, I could be a stay-at-home mom. Or am I going to take Pookie and Ray Ray, who giving it up, and I'm bragging to my friends about, girl, that's it. And then I'm borrowing Monday money till Friday because he can't help me. So it's like, what do we want? It's about the good outweighing the bad. So the answer to your question is Pookie and Ray Ray been winning. That's why you see so many of these females out here with their strollers and pushing and single mother looking for a damn stepdaddy, looking for another guy that comes build the empire with them.
That's when they become viable. That's why I believe in that saying, good guys do finish last because they cleaning up the shit from the other dudes.
Well, I'm going to say
from
my
answer. Same thing for good women.
I'm going to tell you my answer. I don't care if that penis is made out of gold and got diamonds shooting out that shit. If you treat me bad, that penis don't mean nothing to me. I'm going to tell you that now. It don't. That penis don't mean a damn thing to me.
Well, define bad.
You said you're going to leave the guy that's not so good in bed. So are you prepared to die alone and get a dog and die alone?
No, I got a cat. It don't matter to me, because I like my alone time.
Oh man!
And guess what? I got three, four of them penises under my pillow. I don't care nothing about that, y'all.
Because you leave an old boy because he don't last long enough, and then you got Pookie and Ray Ray who gonna have an attitude, and you ain't staying with him either. So
yeah,
I hope you prepared to die alone.
Yep, I love it.
Listen, but wait a minute. Hold on. Now, there's a lot of women out there. You know, I have some female friends who have said, like, you know, I ain't doing this and I ain't doing that and I ain't seeing no man, so I'm just going to be the cat lady or I'm going to be the dog lady or I'm going to just have me my friend, whatever, rabbit, whatever they call it, and
right.
That's just that. So you're going to do that for the rest of your life. And she's like, I can do it as long as I have to do it. And I was like, all right. I mean, if it's that serious. I mean, you know, listen, you like it, I love it, you know.
Right.
To a degree, I just find it's not realistic. I mean, it is to some, but I just find it's not realistic because you can't get pillow talk from a toy. You know, there's certain things that, people, you know, sometimes need affection. There's some people out there, I mean, it does, you know, help. You know, you can't be a hard ass all the time. I mean, even bad people, you know, want love or they seek love from somewhere. But I just find it interesting how it's such a opposite as to where you can be a good person. Your skills ain't up. Your skill set ain't up to par. You can find yourself lonely. But if you're a bad girl or a bad dude, but your sex is crazy, you win it. Like you're getting it. And I for the life of me, I don't understand it. Maybe it's not something that's for me to understand, but
not something for not
kinda,
something to understand.
Yeah, it's just kind of backwards, because you know what? I can understand sex is important. The physical interaction is important. But intimacy is more than just intercourse.
Intimacy is extremely important.
Yeah, because as a woman once told me years ago, sex for women, I don't know if it means that for all, but it's 90% mental. Most of it is mental.
Absolutely.
Now, absolutely. I don't know if the standards, you know, or the percentages has changed. Maybe, you know, results, you know, may vary, you know, from
individuals. It depends on the type of chick that you're dealing with. It depends on the type of chick, and it depends on what she wants out of the situation. Like, there are females that just want the physical activity of it, and therefore there's no mental to it. You know, there's some females that are emotionally involved, and it's more about the mental state, the emotional connection she has with a person. I found out that the many times that I've had sex with men that I called it bad sex, it was because I had no business having sex with them anyway. I had no connection with them whatsoever, so I couldn't even enjoy it. They might have been good if I even liked them a little bit, but because I didn't, you know what I'm saying? To me, it was horrible sex. So a lot of times,
so you were feeding the greed, you were being greedy. You were feeding the need.
Listen, when people are defining someone to be a bad partner, a lot of times, especially when it comes from women, it's because they ain't have no connection with that person that they lay down with anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times when you have that connection, like, you're so wrapped up in the moment of who you're doing it with and how you feel about that person that you're not like, oh, this is bad sex.
Right. Right, absolutely.
So a lot of times when you get females that's like, oh, he was whack, it's because they have no connection. They probably was just participating for the physical aspect, and they had higher expectations. When you're doing it for the emotional and doing it for the well-being, the expectations isn't how good it is. It's just to be doing it with that person. Right.
Gotcha.
Now then, well, but then how come what you're talking about, Lena? All these chicks who are, you know, doing it with Ray Ray, right? They're loving doing it with Ray. Don't give a crap about Ray Ray. They want Ray Ray to be a better guy, but Ray Ray and Tyrone, they're just laying down the pipe real well. No connection with them. They may want a connection with them.
Those chicks are the ones who want the best of both worlds, right? So for a moment, they want the physical activity. That's most important, right? And then they start to enjoy the physical activity. And then they also want the emotional activity. So now you got to convince Ray Ray, who's just there for sex, to be emotional and love you back.
Yeah, but after you've had the first, true. But then after a while, how come the chick doesn't wake up and find out that good old Ray Ray is a loser?
Because after she... Yeah.
Real quick. Is that the point where it's like, oh, I can fix them, or I can train them? Like, oh,
yes,
I can change them?
That's where that comes from? A lot of times, women start off very clear. Like, men start off very clear. You can kind of tell where men are going, what to expect from them, what you're not going to get from them. But a lot of women think that the power of the P is somehow going to convince this man to be like Prince Charming. He's been Ray Ray all his life. Ray Ray, the dick slayer, all his life. And now I'm gonna change Ray Ray, the dick slayer, to be Prince Charming. And it's like, I could do it. And if they feel, a lot of them are invested because they feel like if they don't change him, they don't want to accept the fact that I mean nothing to this person. So, nope, that's not it. That's not it. Watch, I'm going to prove it. I mean the world to this person. Nope, I don't want to believe that I was just sex for all these years. And that's just normally how they get invested. And then plus, you got to remember, Ray Ray done pumped 2-3 kids in her now. And now she got something to prove. I can't go out there and be valuable to the next man when I got Ray Ray's 3 kids. What man is going to take me seriously? I've got to convince Ray Ray to be my Prince Charming.
And you know what? I'm glad you said that because, yeah, I mean, it works on both sides. Like, sometimes some people do look at who you have kids with to kind of see, like, all right, well, you know, wow, like, this is who your baby daddy is this is who your baby mama is. Like, and depending on the situation, it's like they may not take you serious. Because it's like, listen, I remember the elders used to say, and, of course, you always hear me saying that a lot because the elders always drop some knowledge. You lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And there's a lot of people laying down with dogs, whether they're male or female, and they're waking up with all types of fleas. And I mean, I'm glad you, Lena, you said what you said, because it sheds light on, you know, the situation. It's like, you can't turn a broom into a mop.
Yeah, what Lena said was very important.
I got a friend who had 5 kids by the same loser, and I swear, I'm the friend that tell the truth. And I'm like, can you change it up? Like, maybe if you had 3 baby daddies, maybe one of your baby daddies would have been good. But, you know what I'm saying? Now you got 5 kids by the same loser, right? Who's going to feel bad for you? And then on top of that, right, she actually found a guy to marry her, made her his wife. He don't have no kids by her. He has one adult kid and decided that he would take on his stepfather role. She treats him like crap.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
She treats him like crap. He's begging for her to be intimate. I'm like, girl, like, it ain't like the man don't know you got capabilities of being intimate. You got 5 kids with a loser. He begging her for sex.
That's not what she wants.
But she married
That's
him.
Not what
she married him, so she got what she
just
wanted out of
him. Exactly. Just because she married him, that doesn't mean that she, you know.
Now that she only married him just to spite the ex. Like, oh, look, I married. Somebody see me as a wife. But the reality is she had no intentions on being that man's bride or wife ever. And that's how she conducts on a day-to-day basis. She has a last name, and he's fighting, man, trying to work it out. But I'm so like, women don't get married because they in love, man. They get married because since they were born, society pumps them up to dream of this wedding day. And once that wedding day is over, mission accomplished.
Well, no, I mean, I think there are some women out there that keep it cheap.
No, I wouldn't say all, but a lot of them are pumped. Let's be honest. A lot of females and children are pumped that want to dream of that wedding day. But how many of them are groomed to be a wife? But they tell you about that wedding day and the man that's supposed to come
groomed to be a husband.
Give you a last name, mm-hmm. and that's what we look forward to. I hate to say a lot of women look forward to getting married, having bridesmaids, that big day, but nobody groomed them to be a wife. And a lot of them aren't even sure that they actually want to be with that person forever, but they do know they want that wedding.
But how many women nowadays really want to be a wife?
Yeah.
Like, they may want the title, but do they want to put the work in?
Now, that's an important distinction, too. Because to be a wife, yeah, they want the title. Because like Lena was talking about, there's a thing called bridezilla. A lot of women focus on the wedding day. That's their pinnacle in life.
That's the prize. That's the prize.
That's right.
Yep.
It's to have that ceremony and to have everybody cheer them on.
Propose to a woman with a ring and say, listen, I don't want a wedding. I just want to go straight to watch what happens. What?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have a big wedding. I'd rather spend that money on a house and set you up, you know, 401. I don't want to take out my 401k. No wedding? No wedding, no wife. That's how they view that.
Yeah. Yeah. Or a very, very small wedding. Yeah. That's how that term bridezilla came in, because after the wedding ceremony, you know, the bride turns into Godzilla. She got what she wanted, and now she's the wife. But as you were saying, Brother B, there's a distinction between being the wife and being the wife. There are very, very few people who take the role of wife very seriously.
Better than that, propose to a woman with no ring. And say, listen, but I want to build an empire with you. Watch her face, like.
No, are you kidding? I knew of a girl who actually made her fiance change the setting of the ring. She didn't think the setting of the ring was good enough. That's right.
Hey, I want you to be my wife. I don't want to have no wedding, but I'm prepared to build an empire with you. We ain't never gonna have to want for nothing. That heifer gonna look at you like.
Bring somebody a plate and say, oh, one day I'm going to put some food on it. It's not right now, but here's the plate. Like, nobody wants to you don't want to,
listen,
you know what, nobody's gonna,
listen,
nobody
but what I'm saying is, you're prepared to be her king, right? You're prepared to be her provider. You're prepared to protect her. Who the hell told this girl that the wedding symbolizes that? Who told her that?
Well, listen, I'm gonna be honest with you, straight up and down. Because, you know, we soon got to go into the next topic. There are some women out there that, I mean, I've had conversations with women, and some of them look at that whole chivalry shit as like bullshit. Like, I don't need you to set me. I don't need you to do this. I don't need you to do that. And I was like, wow. Like you, that whole attitude basically goes against the credo of, like, most men, not males, but men who pride themselves on being the provider, the protector, you know, it's like, oh, because if I let you do this, then that means you want to do this. Like, you ain't going to leave me, or you ain't going to, and I'm like, whoa, like, that's the
not about
attitude,
sex, I'm telling you, it's about
you know,
sex.
You know,
agendas, it's about personal agendas. Like, I got another friend who got married, got a $10,000, got an $8,000 ring on her finger, went, had a location wedding in Vegas. They spent $25,000, and they both came home to the squatter house that she was living in before they left. Mm. And I said, I did the numbers and said, damn, they could have had a house by now, but okay, I guess that's not important.
Priority.
They were living in the squatter house for 10 years and came home from weddings to be husband and wives back to that squatter house. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's an agenda. The wedding is a distraction. Women do not, I'm telling y'all, a lot of women do not get involved. They're trying to accomplish that goal, that dream, childhood dream. So, yeah, they'll mess with the Pookies and Ray Rays. Whoever says they're going to say I do, that's who they're going down there for. And that's just that.
Well, Pookie and Ray Ray can't do that. They can't do that.
Pookie and Ray Ray go,
sure,
why are you crazy?
Pookie and Ray Ray is scamming, so they can do it.
Listen, Pookie and Ray Ray, just as
Pookie and Ray Ray scam. Don't you know they scam that unemployment money and all that other stuff? Listen, they can do it. They do. Pookie and Ray Ray doing better than us now.
And Pookie
believe
and Ray Ray ain't spending none of their money. I'm letting you know that. Daddy's gonna have
Pookie and Ray Ray doing better than us. Now. Right. I'm telling you now. They doing
all right.
Much better.
On to the next topic. On to the next topic, because that was very interesting. We talked about that all night. But all right, let's get into some hard facts about some things. So, I was on my phone, Facebooking. Somebody posted something about something in Mississippi, where you had a father and son who claimed they saw suspicious individual in their neighborhood, and they wind up shooting at the guy's vehicle. So apparently it was a black man with a FedEx uniform on. He had a Ryder truck. I believe sometimes FedEx, they beef out, you know, trucks or whatever, you know, and their workers, you know, drop off packages. But, you know, the guy, you know, African-American, he was in uniform. They found it suspicious that he was there, confronted him, what are you doing in the neighborhood, that and third. Clearly he had his uniform on. I don't think they believed him. He goes to his truck. They try to stop him. I guess there was a chase, and I think around 5 shots wound up going into right of it. So he called the police, you know, the dispatcher, apparently, you know, the dispatcher, you know, asked him like, hey, we just got a call about somebody suspicious. Are you, is this you? Like, are you in that area? Now I'm getting this from the story that I was reading. And he was like, yeah, these guys are like shooting at me. Apparently the police weren't taking anything serious because the guys, the father and son, wound up turning themselves in 8 days later, and then they were arrested. Apparently, FedEx was being kind of disrespectful and not taking the situation serious either. They just told him, you know, take a day off, take the rest of the day off, and they wound up putting him back on the same route where the incident happened. So I just find it interesting how we're just going through this whole Ahmaud Arbery thing again. Luckily, this man is still alive. And it just leads me to wonder why. I don't want to sit here and be like, hey, I'm not surprised. Why should we be surprised? Because once we become not surprised, then we're normalizing certain behavior. And this shouldn't be normalized at all. It shouldn't be okay for someone to see someone, especially in a uniform, and working.
That's what I was about to say.
And yeah, it shouldn't be okay for you to think that you can play this community service person or community police. I mean, look what happened to Trayvon Martin and Ahmaud Arbery. And it's like, who the hell do you think you are? And why is it that these people are not facing any type of real justice? Or if they're hit with the book, there's a couple of pages ripped out of the book and, you know, certain provisions being made, like, you know, Ahmaud Arbery's killer. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, the feds are going to try them, but can we get, we'll plead to one of the cases. We'll plead to one of the charges if we can pick what federal jail.
Because it's that stand your ground thing. That's the biggest problem right now. It's the stand your ground thing.
Well, stand your ground seems to only apply to certain people. And I'm not just saying it's a black thing because, I mean, shit, there's other people that's been killed on that too. But, you know, when we're looking at this right now, there was no need to stand any ground because this guy was just working.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I know, Red, you said you were following this case on Court TV.
Yeah, a lot of those cases I was following on Court. They, like in the beginning, I just was hearing about it the way you explained it. I'm just hearing about it right now. So it's not really like, it's not really much details with it. They would just cover it a little bit. They'll probably get in more into detail if they end up, you know, if it ends up going to trial or anything like that, or they end up, you know, if it ends up getting any bigger. So I was just, you know, what you basically said, you know, that was happening. I think the young man's father, I think, I'm not sure, was speaking to some reporters about it. And, you know, like I said, what you said, he had, I think it was a package, and he thought the package belonged. I think he took it to the wrong address. I don't know, something like that, but basically, you know, he's saying, like, this is ridiculous. And then it reminded him of, you know, what happened with Ahmaud Arbery. Thank God his son is alive to even tell the story or even tell him what happened in them to even if they have to go forward, you know, or they're going forward with it. Because it's just like
and
enough
by the
is
way,
enough. It's like, mm-hmm.
By the way, neither men are facing any type of attempted murder charges. I mean, I don't care what anybody say. When you pull out a gun and you start shooting in the direction of someone, to me that's attempted murder.
Right,
like
absolutely.
You're attempting. You're not just shooting off warning shots. You're doing something. But I mean, everybody takes the law to their own interpretation. They take it to their own interpretation. But anyway,
right. It. And it's like, you know, once again, if he's in uniform, I don't care what color his skin. He's in uniform. So it's like now you're overriding him actually having a uniform on or this person, you know, doing whatever type of job. Now, if you know that's your neighbor, you know people, you know, there's delivery drivers of, you know, either it's FedEx, the DHL, whoever it is. If they are in uniform, then what's the problem? I don't care about what the color, the skin. So guess what? Because he's black now, you think he's stealing something or he's in a disguise or something. They probably see that young man. I'm sure they probably see that young man on that route all the time, if that's the same route that he takes all the time.
I think he was just covering that route. I don't think that was his route prior.
Okay,
to,
and
you
once
know,
again, he had a uniform on. If he's covering the route, you see the truck, and he has a uniform on. It should not make a difference of the color of his skin or whoever he was.
Brother B, weren't you mentioning a Ryder truck? So if the guy was a FedEx driver, then what's the Ryder truck got to do with it?
because I've noticed that sometimes, I mean, even here in New York, actually have trucks other than their company truck. Like, they'll have riding
really?
Trucks. I think FedEx.
They do.
Sometimes, yeah, they
and Amazon as well. Amazon does that
out.
As well.
Yeah, other trucks. Maybe if they don't have other vehicles available or somebody's truck broke down or something like that, then, yeah. Like, I remember when I used to do armored truck. It was a very rare situation where we would actually take a truck that wasn't labeled. But if they didn't have, if all the other trucks were out and there was trucks that were being serviced, you had to take a truck that was unmarked.
Oh, is that right?
And there was a lot of, and then there was a lot of a lot of customers who always looked for the marked truck.
Right.
So if you didn't come in a marked truck and you were just in uniform, they looked at you a little funny and they would call the company. But, you know, I get it, but that's no reason to start shooting at a person. That's just no reason at all. Like,
yeah, the way you related, I was thinking, the way you related the story, there has to be a lot missing. And then when Red was talking about her watching Court TV, something about delivery not being delivered the right way, that's a detail that was not in the story that you read. Guys, I'm thinking there's a lot of details that are missing in the story.
Well, of course, you know what,
sense.
Compared,
yeah.
You know what, look, sorry to cut across, but if you look at the media, they, whether it's in script or it's like on, it's televised, somebody's going to say something or omit something or not put everything in. So I was just reading
all
the article. And now Court TV is going to have, you know, it's Court TV. So there's going to be more, you know, to it. You know, more things that you're going to find out compared to someone actually writing a story. Because one thing I've noticed about people who write stories, whether it be the New York Times, Newsday, Daily, whatever, you know, periodical paper, magazine, people sometimes write from their opinion more than they write from the facts.
They always
like out of
that.
100%, and see, that's the thing. That's not what real news is. You don't write from opinion unless it's an op. You write the facts. And when you start to omit certain facts, then it becomes misleading. And you're duping the reader. You're not doing any justice. You're making yourself look like an asshole because you're not putting in the facts. And then you're making the reader look like an asshole because when they bring it up to someone else, it's like, well, if you read this paper, it says this story, or if you look at that on the news, it says that. So your information is wrong. You're misleading people. And this is why I do not really watch the news, and I really don't read it. I mean, sometimes I have to because we do this podcast, but I stay away from it because a lot of it is tainted. Like, you can't put your opinion. Your opinion doesn't belong in someone else's fact. But that's what a lot of people
do. Well, that's true. And you can always tell when you read a story, like on the Atlantic, New York Times, et cetera, they're always putting in descriptions of what happened. For example, Biden in a very exhaustive manner, or Trump in a very disparaging way said, or Biden tried to get his point across, but the reporter very acerbically interrupted him. You're not supposed to put in descriptions. You're supposed to put in reporter interrupted the president. President Trump said this without any type of description. That's supposed to be for the op-eds. So
yeah,
it just goes back to what you're saying. Every publication has their own bias. And unless you take a look at the other side, right or left, for your swallowing is just the right or the left, that's what you're going to be left with. And it's going to be nothing but bias. Yeah.
But one thing I do know, like I said, these two men were not charged. And it's crazy because it's like another father and son duo. No
right.
one was charged.
Like, what is that? My thing is, what is that about? Like, what's going on with that?
Yeah, they want to see if the charges will eventually be upgraded. But who knows? But once again, my thing is this. It goes back to who gave you the right to think that you can do it. This is not the OK Corral. how reckless or really how evil are you? Because I know these are questions that some people just won't ask or things they won't bring up. But how evil of a person are you to actually pull out a gun and start shooting someone off of what? Because you feel they look suspicious or because you feel that they don't belong in your neighborhood? Listen, I'm going to say something, and I don't care how it's taken. But in New York, there's a lot of gentrification going on. I don't see white people walking around Flatbush, East New York, or certain parts of Harlem. I don't see them scared. I don't see them walking around in fear, and I don't see Ray Ray or anybody else messing with them. Because you know what? Black people don't care. Most black people are just like, listen, I'm just trying to keep my head above water. I'm just trying to do what I got to do. I ain't got time to be worried about you. I'm worried about myself.
All right.
So no one's looking at them as suspicious, but you do have people, and it's not just white people. There's Indian, there's Asian, there's all types. It's like, what are you doing in our neighborhood? Who gives you the right to pick up a firearm and just start shooting? Who told you like that was okay? Like, this is one of those things that go into if not next week, but the week after, our mental health episode. Because there really has to be something extremely wrong with you to think that it's okay to just start shooting at someone because they look suspicious. If they're not breaking into your home,
right?
I don't see why you think that's okay. And like I said, this guy is lucky. He's lucky he's alive. I'm glad he's alive. But, yo, I can just imagine what he's going through mentally. I don't know, but it's ridiculous to know that we live in 2022 and this is still going on. Even throughout the pandemic, there's one thing that hasn't stopped. One thing I did read in the article, they tried to say that we don't know for sure if racism played a part in it. Okay. As Mr. Joe and I both said, as you said, Mr. Big Red, he had on a uniform. I don't see what more was what more of an issue there was. If it wasn't about race, then if you saw him in full uniform, what was the problem?
Exactly.
Because you know,
you know what I'm guessing? There have been a lot of packages, especially in large towns like New York and Los Angeles and Detroit, that have been picked up. Stolen off the porches of apartment houses and of regular houses by people driving by, seeing a large package, stopping the car, and just picking it up. Not even neighbors. So maybe what they thought was this guy in a uniform but no truck. And as Red was saying, from Court TV, there was something about a package not being delivered properly. Or maybe they thought that this particular guy was walking around the neighborhood picking up packages and thinking that, maybe I got on the uniform, so I'm just going to steal packages, making people think that I work for FedEx. I don't know, but I'm thinking that could be an element. The only case I know of, because you're right, nobody should just be pulling out a gun because somebody's in the neighborhood. The only case I know of, and this is in New York where you live, years and years and years ago, there was a black guy walking in an Italian neighborhood, and the young kids there just saw the black guy and said, "You don't belong here," and then beat him up. I don't know. I don't remember if they killed him, but they kicked his ass. They put him in the hospital, and they hired a lawyer.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It's coming to me. Wait, what's the name of that area? Beach, something around the beach.
Howard Beach?
No, I had Howard Beach,
Bensonhurst.
Brighton Beach. That's the one. Yeah.
Bensonhurst.
That's the one I'm thinking of. And that's the only one I know of where it wasn't a watchdog group, just a bunch of Italian kids hanging out in the corner, seeing a black guy and saying, this guy don't belong here. Let's do what we can do. But other than that, there's always been like a watchdog group. But even so, you don't pull out your gun just because somebody looks suspicious. But with the watchdog groups, they said that the guys that they were looking at were looking into the windows of, you know, of the houses. They were just walking by looking in the houses. And there were robberies in that particular neighborhood. And that may be an excuse. But, you don't pull out a gun simply because somebody does look like they don't belong in the neighborhood.
Well, right. Everybody's going to use that excuse to save their behind. You know, anybody's going to use that excuse. I saw there's been robbery. I mean, come on, we can look at the Ahmaud Arbery situation. They said there's been robbery. But the dispatchers and the police in the area say different. Everybody's going to use the excuse, sadly, sometimes to justify the shit that they do, the wrong shit that they do. They have to justify it. They have to make it seem, they have to create some type of legal precedence or some type of reason for them to do the shit that they do. But still, it's
back
no excuse. Just call the cops.
I know nothing
and let the
about
cops do their job.
Yeah,
just call the cops and let the cops do
right.
their job. Instead
let them
of
do
trying
job.
To take everything into take it into your own hands. You know, and this
because
is
it's
the problem
like they didn't learn.
Going forward.
Right, they didn't learn from what happened with Ahmaud Arbery and those guys. Like I said, mind your business. Like, especially the third guy, it's all right, the father and the son. Okay, let them get you, but you want to be Mr. Owen. Let me try to find out what that start. And then now you in a situation that you didn't have to be in if you just minded your business. That's all you have to do. Let them get in trouble for whatever, and whatever. No, you want to be involved. So that's I'm saying, but even with the father and son with that, mind your business. Why are you following this man once again? Like I said, you only doing that because of what he looks like. You're not doing it because he was actually doing anything. And they tried to pick that apart as well. And it didn't work.
Yeah, it's, I don't, you know, sometimes I don't like to get into these discussions. But, you know, once again, it's just, you know, we talk about what's going on in world news. And I just found it just very interesting that we're talking about the same thing again. It was just amazed me that it was another, it just happened, a year ago with Ahmaud Arbery.
Yep.
So now you have another father and son duo just doing the same thing. Like everything is okay. And I just find that an issue. But our last little topic for tonight.
I would like to watch
Red.
More. First off, I don't have TV, but I'd like to watch court TV. But real life legal drama is not even really drama. It's boring as hell. And that's why I don't watch it. But I like the legalities of trials. But it's so boring to watch in order to try to find out the details. You know, it's not
right.
like the, not like anything you watch on TV, whether it's a TV movie or a TV series, where the lawyers are dynamic. But the lawyers in real life, God, Jesus, like watching.
I kind of enjoy it because I go in and I don't sit there and watch it straight. I just watch like when they have to do the cross examinations and stuff. Like that, it's interesting to watch out your body language, you know, who's up there, you know, the details, how many people may say two or three people may say the same thing, and then somebody might be off here or there. You know, I enjoy the lawyers, the questions they ask or how they ask the question, but I don't, like, continuously sit there. I just, like, go in and out of it, but I really enjoy watching it. I watch it.
Yeah, the only thing I would enjoy would be the direct examination, cross-examination, but I wouldn't know when that's happening, until you watch the beginning and then happen to wait long enough for the cross-examination,
right.
direct examination.
Yeah, those things are long. Oh, my God, an hour or two. Yeah, they're very long.
I know. Oh,
very
man.
Long.
But what I find interesting... What I find, sorry to cut in, but what I find interesting is that the interpretation, like, we all interpret things differently.
Right.
The way they kind of sometimes, it's like, one thing that I've learned in life, wording is key. How you word something could either get your ass kicked or get your ass cut loose. It's a lot of things are in the articulation, and you know, when you go to court, there's these verbal jousts that go on, and I mean, you can turn a killer into a innocent person. You can make a killer look like an innocent person, and an innocent person look like a killer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the
amazing thing about it. Like, so, Red, this situation that I guess you know more about it than I do. The thing with the girl in the Olympics. So that just comes
to Safari Richardson, you know, and the other young lady.
What's going on with that?
Well, that was the basically the young lady. She's from Russia. She's I think a gymnast or something like that. And they're allowing her to compete, even though she also failed the drug test.
Okay,
as Sha'Carri Richardson failed her drug test, you know, I think it was, what was it, last year, because she, you know, smoked a little weed before she was supposed to do her run or whatever. And they gave her the worst flack ever. They came at that girl like they caught her with a needle in her arm. And it was just weed. You know? And, you know, to me, she's... Susan?
Who's they? When you say they came at her.
Everybody.
The Olympics.
She got it from everybody. She got it from everybody. She got it from everybody. Olympic people, black people, white people. She got it from everybody. But now this Russian young lady, the same thing happened. And, you know, you didn't hear nothing about it. But she's actually speaking on it because she feels it's a double standard. Because it's like, how y'all coming at me and y'all not saying nothing about her, and she failed the drug test as well. And I don't know if it was me or anything like that. I didn't really, you know, dig into it. But it's just like, okay, what's the problem?
Well, I did read
like
the article. Real quick, before Hot Rod comes in and takes it over. I did read the article, and the girl, I'm trying to open the article and it's not opening. So the girl from, Camila Valivia, apparently what she was taking was some type of heart medication, which is banned because it actually boosts your heart and it, like, does something to your blood where it gives you that energy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a drug. It's basically
a drug
within her medicine that would give her an edge. It may have just been something regular, just that she, you know, just needs to take to live, but it's a banned substance that was in her, I guess, regular medicine. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The reality this ain't the woe is me story that Sha'Carri is trying to present. Yes, but a medical doctor has come forward to state where it came from, and therefore it was nothing done, you know, by choice by this young lady. Whereas, you know, Sha'Carri, this is the thing with black folks, and it kills me, and I hate to, you know, make it a race car thing. But, you know, it fits the whole woe is me narrative that, you know, we like to fall upon. Look, it only happened to us. But that don't justify Sha'Carri. Sha'Carri's supposed to go sit in the corner somewhere, take her consequences, her punishment, and accept it. But when you try to push a story like this to the media, it's almost like you haven't learned from it. And you'll do it again because you feel like, oh, look what they're doing for her, but they're not doing it for me. Why is it not? I should not have been smoking.
Right.
I should not have been taking the drugs. And, you know, whatever her fate is her fate, and da-da-da-da. It's always like this victimized story. And then the media pushes it, and then we become the victims.
Because somebody's trying to pull the race card. Like Hot Rod. Hot Rod loves pulling the race card. Hey, Hot Rod.
Mm-hmm.
But let's
what's up, Brian?
I agree with you, Brother B. I agree with you, but I disagree with you about the media. Like, we don't care about the public don't care about the facts anymore. If they care about opinion, like the Tucker Carlson and the Joe Rogan, even Joe on the show, we care about your opinion now. The facts doesn't work for us anymore. So the opinion are more entertaining than the facts. So when Big Red told me that sushi is the best thing in the world, that is her opinion. It's definitely not the fact, you know. But it's entertainment. And that's what the public wants to hear.
Well, so that's what. So there's no such thing as media. There's no such thing as real news anymore. Everything is entertainment.
No. Brother B, everybody's a media now. Have you noticed that? Everybody's a reporter now thanks to social media. Everybody's a reporter. Think about that. We spread
everybody's a citizen journalist.
Exactly. We don't spread the facts, really. The minute we see some type of news on social media, we don't fact check it. We just spread it out right away to other people, not even knowing
what's the purpose about it. So what's the purpose then? What's the purpose
of the
media
to report it? Everybody wants to be the first to report it. Everybody will be the one. Buzzfeed is the one that reports this news. That's why. You want your credit.
That's that. Because then that kills it for the true journalistic spirit of it. Like, that kills it for people who are really into wanting to bring the truth. Like, so what's the purpose of bringing the truth if no one wants to hear? Like, everything is a lie.
Well,
people believe lies more than they believe the truth. What's the purpose?
Well, Brother B, what's the point of reality shows if they're not really reality? They're staged. People still watch them. People are still entertained by them. You're still popular.
You're right.
For some reason. But it's entertainment. Come on, The Bachelor. The Bachelor is not a real show, okay? There's people who come on the show to get a 15 minutes of fame and get to sleep on with other people. That's about it. And make money. There's no real love, but people watch it for whatever God wants.
Having people married from The Bachelor?
A few people have been married on that show, but the ratio is very low.
Very low?
Let's say out of 30 people, maybe 3 people got married, and they're still together. You know?
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
But they don't put
not
that
like
out there like that because that's not sensational.
No.
They don't put that out there because that's not good. That's not good news. That's, you know, people being happy. Like, cause to me, that's one of the reasons why I don't really deal with the media. I mean, even with the Sha'Carri, you know, thing, you when you look at the headline of it, the first thing you think is racist. But then when you read the story, which a lot of people choose not to read, they'll read the headline, but they're not going to read the story itself.
Exactly.
But when you read the story, as I did, okay, this is not about, and you know, Lena put it in perspective. Yeah, this is not one of those black and white things. This is a boo-hoo moment, and she's trying to milk it, or somebody's telling her to milk it for what it is, but it's not that. This is some medicine that she takes. This just happens to be something in the medicine that's a banned substance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is why they're still letting her compete, because apparently it's heart medication. So she needed it for her heart.
True. But Brother B, you read it. How many people on social media have so anger toward this topic without even reading the facts? That's what I'm talking about. Because they read the fine print between a black girl and a Russian woman, and the world gone crazy. Thinking about race again.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
That happens
what's
with
up,
a lot of
up,
stuff
Kato?
All over the place.
A lot of stuff.
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
Oh,
hey,
Kato.
Oh boy. Hey. Yeah. Man, listen. It's
sorry,
all about sensation nowadays.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Yeah, it's all about what's sensation up, nowadays. Hey, what's up, people? It's all about the sensation, man. Listen. These days, like I've been saying all along about social media, Hot Rod has heard me talk about social media a lot. social media is not like the best thing in the world because you know what? It's causing people to lose their damn minds over sensation. Nobody reads the real facts anymore. Nobody reads the real stuff anymore because everything, whatever you put on social media, it sells like hotcakes. And the public believes it. Everybody believes it. Whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever. That's all they do.
Yep. All they do.
You know, ask somebody when was the last time. Ask anybody when was the last time they picked up a book and read. What book have they read? Or do they watch TV? Like, let's just say you watch the National Geographic channel. You watch the History Channel. But you know what? People will watch Hot Rod Ted, trash TV, reality show.
Okay, well, to your question, I read a book tonight. I read Dr. Seuss' Cat in the Hat to my daughter. So that's my book right there. There you go.
All right.
Dude, that was hard to read, okay? That was not easy to read, trust me.
Oh, it wasn't easy.
It was like rapping to a certain
And your daughter's probably asking a lot of questions, right? Daddy,
oh,
what does this mean?
She was driving me crazy.
No, his daughter did the correcting. No, Daddy, no, Daddy. That says statue.
You know, I cannot deny that, too.
Daddy, you pronounced that wrong. That's not the right pronunciation.
Hey, you know, this conversation.
Daddy, you read the book. Leave me alone.
This conversation right here just kind of sets up for next week's topic, which we're going to be talking about mental health, you know, overall, but we're definitely going to take a stern look at mental health in the Black community. Mental health overall, but we got to take a look at it as well in the Black community. See, there's a lot of things that some people can say they're responsible for, and some people can say, you know, can't, you know, have to claim accountability, but we don't. Mental
you hear that,
issues.
Red?
Yep.
Oh, man.
I mean,
don't beat me to the punch.
That's right.
It's sad when we take a term, when we say something like mental health, and people pervert it. And they use it, you know, to fit their agenda, or basically just to make excuses, when there are actually people out there that really, you know, need some type of help, some type of counseling, you know, someone they can turn to. Because, you know, I really don't agree with, you know, as we were talking about on yesterday on the Absolute Truth Show. I don't agree with Biden with this whole wanting to buy drug paraphernalia, and give it out to people. Like, listen, there are bigger issues out there. Like, why would
mental health is a serious issue that people are ignoring? So, you know, this should be a good topic. Amongst us as a people, we ignore it. We're not looking at it. We're just turning.
How do you know? How do you know if you have mental health? I didn't know you had mental health issues. Some people still don't know if they have it or not.
Well, it's not. You know what? It's out there. Believe it or not, it's out there. And it's really getting up there. It's really out there.
I mean,
yeah,
I won't say.
Instead is, how do you know you have it? A lot of people that are out there suffering from mental health don't think that there's anything wrong with them. They don't even know. They've never, ever spoke to a counselor. They are, you know, you just don't know. And then you have some people who aren't suffering from mental health. They just narcissistic that can be also misinterpreted as, you know, as mental health. So the reality is it's about self-awareness and tuning in with self and also, you know, seeking help. Touched this before, and I remember we spoke on the importance of therapy. Remember, this was a topic before, so I'm not surprised that this is going to resurface over and over and over again within our community because it's not addressed enough, and it's an ongoing issue, a crisis, to be honest.
Yeah, and we're also going to talk about how social media
keep talking
plays.
About it.
Yeah, and social media plays a big part in it too.
Yes,
social
it does.
Media definitely has been, takes a big part in, you know, people's mental health and, you know, their status. Media in general has just been a game changer for a lot of people. And as we were talking about earlier, you know, Mr. Joe and read about the whole thing of, you know, court and interpretation. I mean, there are outlets, you know, that actually put things out there on purpose for people to misinterpret or, you know, interpret it in a way that it was meant to be interpreted. But, you know, once again, this is what we go through. I mean, I will say this before we get ready to get off. It's amazing how many people called me a racist. People that I, you know, used to go to school with, they used to get bullied and I would kick ass for them and all this and that. It's amazing how many people called me racist when Trump was in office. Just because I didn't agree with Trump's views. Like, they defended this man like he was a personal friend of theirs. And when you, in the grand scheme of things, Trump doesn't give a fuck about anyone but Trump.
Exactly.
So you can continue to sip that soup if you want to. Democrat, Republican, left, right, fuck the whole bird. The whole thing is this. They do not care. As long as you keep paying your taxes and keep getting them paid and voting them in, they don't care. They never will care.
That's absolutely true. That's right.
And we're all pawns. Yeah. We're all pawns in this game. But there's a lot of people out there that swear, oh, when he says this, he's talking to me. Or when they say that, they're fighting for... No, they're not. They're fighting for your vote so they can stay on top of the food chain. Like, they really don't care. But like I said, it's just very interesting how people just lose their wig over certain things. But on that note, Mr. Joe, Hot Rod, J-Dog, Selena, Big Red, we'll catch you next week for our mental health issue episode. So please, wait, Hot Rod, you on next Monday? You on?
I don't know. Remember, I got to talk to my kids. You know, they made my schedule for me, so I don't know yet.
Gotcha. Yeah, all right, you talk to your people, and we'll –
yeah.
But other than that, absolute truth, Monday night, 10 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, Hot Rod, Sean Black with the Neat Afro, and K-Dog. Until next week,
thank
everybody
you.
Have a blessed one. Another one in the can. Well, he cut the Afro off. No, he didn't cut the Afro off, did he?
Oh, man, so it's more
don't
than that.
Like, please. So don't cut the Afro off. It's very neat.
Oh,
but
gosh.
Everybody have a blessed week. Good night. And be well.
Peace out, guys.
Take care.
Peace out.
All right. Later.